the conversation mode. Let's drink to that. It's the Doug Stanford Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. Uri Geller will join us in a few minutes. I'm thinking about Mrs. Obama for something. She is known for, being the president's wife?
Her arms, more than anything, I think.
Known for being in good shape.
Mm-hmm. And she's planting a garden.
Yes, she is. The White House garden, it's planting season. It went from snow to spring, Richie, like in a week. Richie's in Washington.
It's been a crazy spring. In.
I was driving up through Georgia yesterday, and what made me feel good was seeing all the tractors out planting, the kinds of things that I love to see. We're about a month away from that in my area, Massachusetts, unless we have a quick spring. It's warm. It's been very nice, actually, the last couple of days, but with all the rain we had over the weekend, woof, that'll be good. That'll help things grow. Hopefully it keeps the ground moist through the season. Mrs. Obama is planting vegetables in the White House kitchen garden today. Didn't somebody just quit that was on the staff there?
Yeah. Well, the pastry chef.
Hey, oh, it's the pastry chef.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So,
big
deal. This is a big focus in Washington for whatever the reason. A lot of students are coming into the White House today.
She's made a big deal about her garden, and it's got a nice garden going on. But for some reason, I'm remembering that the soil is tainted on the White House grounds.
Yeah, with a lot of waste.
Yeah, no kidding. But I'm serious. So I don't know whether they can eat the vegetables that they grow there. Yeah, I have to look this up. I don't know why.
They have to be able to eat them, because I think I remember her like serving stuff from that garden.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, come on. I wonder if she uses seeds from Monsanto, because did you get the big blockbuster news today, Dougie?
What, their profits up 13%?
13%, uh-huh.
Yeah, great, yeah. Well, that shows you what coercion and crookedness will get you, one way or another. Speaking of crookedness, severe storms. This is the season. We talked about the beginning of the planting season. Beginning of April marks the beginning of the twister season. So how many storms will rattle portions of the Midwest? Actually, there are some severe storms that are predicted for this week in what is a week of weather that will be from the Great Lakes all the way across the lower Mississippi Valley into northern Texas. These are north-south storms, different than the east-west storms. It seems that tornadoes don't really go well. I don't know why this is, but tornadoes, they come and they go, but mostly it's a north-south pattern. They don't go east and west very often. So I guess that's a good thing for us there. For those of you who are not in the Midwest, don't have to worry about it. But there's about like earthquakes in California. We have hurricanes in the more southeastern part of the country. I was driving across yesterday, one of these roadways that's built across a big lake coming into Georgia. And you see all the power lines that are stretched across these lakes. And you wonder, what happens if a big hurricane comes and blows all of those down? You know what happened last year with the remnants of the hurricane that came through Massachusetts? There was a power line that went across the Sudbury Reservoir, and it went down into the reservoir, and thousands of fish got electrocuted. It was amazing. Can you imagine if you were a fisherman, and who'd be dumb enough to be out in a hurricane fishing, but if somebody was out there and they were in an aluminum boat?
Oh, yeah. So, are you ready for this?
Yes, Richie.
Apparently, sewer sludge has been used as fertilizer on the White House grounds.
Really? And by these people or by the people that were there before?
By the Clintons.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
To the point where it has soiled the White House soil, having a high level of toxins.
Was it soiled like that blue dress?
Yeah. I'll tell you. 93 parts per million. And they say you should not be above 99 parts per million of contaminants and heavy metals. So I don't know whether they can eat these vegetables. They say technically they're safe, but I wouldn't do it.
No, I wouldn't want to do it either. Chrysler Motors, talking about how well Chrysler's doing versus General Motors in the PR department. The announcement today, they're going to have to, they're going to send you a note that says you need to bring your car in for a brake problem. About 870,000 SUVs have problems. They've sent out the messages. Again, it's up to you. They don't have to require you to come in they have to require, they're required to send you a note that says, this is a problem, please take care of it. They're not going
to
babysit you. They're going to send you the notice, you come get the brakes fixed or not at your own peril. The difference between that and General Motors is General Motors didn't do anything about it. They didn't issue a recall, so therefore they are on the hook. But it may not be much of a hook because it happened before they went bankrupt. So what's the big deal? Well, there's a big deal because 13 people, one in Canada and 12 Americans, were killed because of this negligence. But I maintain they're not going to ever see a dime. Not a dime, because the company was bankrupt.
I liked your point better yesterday, saying that during these times, GM was being run and owned by the government.
Yeah. Well, it was. Not in 2001. They were not run by the government until 2008, 2009.
Why aren't they testifying against themselves?
Well, have you answered your own question?
Right.
Right. Yep.
Bunch of hypocrites.
I know. It's 12 after the hour. Uri Geller joins us in a matter of moments here on the Good Day program. Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Quarter after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Now we have the pleasure, Jennifer and Richie and I, to have a conversation with Uri Geller, who is very interested because of his Israeli heritage, even though he lives in Israel and, I'm sorry, lives in England and performs around the world. He still is an Israeli native, very interested in what's going on in Israel. This has nothing to do with his performing. It has to do with him as a human being. And I think oftentimes when we have people on, Richie, we don't get to find out as much about their human side because maybe they're plugging a book or a movie.
Yeah.
Or they're talking about some particular issue. But Uri is a very, very strong Israeli. And people would say, well, if he's that strong, why didn't he live there? And I think there are a number of reasons for that, Uri, are there not?
Yes, absolutely. The big surprise, Doug, and you've got a scoop, is that Anna and I decided to come back and live in Israel.
Really?
Wow. Yep. Well, that's kind of a timely conversation.
Yeah, that answers that.
When are you going to do that?
Well, you know, soon, I hope. You know, there is something very interesting in human consciousness, or call it spirituality, call it that, a subliminal magnetic pull back to your homeland. And ever since I left in 1972, you know, we're talking about 42 years, Doug, there was that energy, the pulling energy, the thrust and the yearning and the thirst to come back to live in my homeland. I remember I was born in Tel Aviv. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting in the office of one of my very close friends called Ron Gazit. He's a big shot lawyer in Tel Aviv in Israel, and we played basketball when he was 15, 16. And when I look out of the window where I'm sitting now, I can actually see the little space where my house was. Unfortunately, they torn it down, and it's right now a parking lot. And I'm looking out at the Mediterranean Sea. Israel is very well built now, big hotels, big skyscrapers. But I feel the energy, I feel the buzz. You know, I feel that intuitive force in my tummy. You know what I mean by that, Doug. I know that I'm sitting and I'm living in the right place. Whenever Hannah and I walk on the promenade of Tel Aviv, we are filled with that energy.
I love the promenade. Yeah, I walked that promenade.
It's a tangible energy, Doug, that I can't explain you. I can maybe walk back in Sonning, in my little village. I can walk and run for an hour and a half. In Israel, I can run for 3 hours. You explain me that. So there is.
All right, so are you going to keep the house in England? I don't want to not be able to visit you in England. Are you going to keep the house in England after you just did all this work on it and have a place in Israel so you can be in both places?
Yeah, I might leave a place in Israel, but listen, hey, you're welcome to my house in Israel.
Well, I want to come. I love Israel. Let's talk a little about some of the controversy, as long as we're talking about Israel. Jonathan Pollard, who is an American, spied for the Israelis, was going to spend the rest of his life in jail. But now, because the negotiations going on between the Israelis and the Palestinians to try to get some sort of an agreement, this has been going on for decades, as you well know, Pollard is now a player or a pawn. Do a lot of the Israelis think this is the right thing to do, to release him and send him back to Israel?
Well, I think most Israelis want him back. As a matter of fact, when his name comes up, I really get angry. Not because of Jonathan, but because the way he's been treated all these 3 decades, sitting and rotting in jail. I'm just absolutely amazed, shocked, and angry. Because you know that we, Israel, are daily maybe in touch with the White House, maybe 7, 8, 9 times a day. We are exchanging secret information, espionage. The channels are open back and forth. The Americans are relying on Israel for many, many top secret missions that are happening right now as we speak. America needs Israel. Israel needs America. And the big question is, how come throughout all these decades that Pollard was left to rot in jail? And I'm using these hard, harsh terms because I'm angry. And yes, I believe he should be freed, because at the end of the day, it's good for both countries.
He's left to rot in jail because he was a political pawn in a scheme, if you will, or events that were much bigger than him. So he became a victim, if you will, but maybe justice is served by him being let go. Uri Geller with some thoughts for us. Check out his website, URIGELLER.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Top 5 songs this week from 1984 starts us out with...
This would be Cyndi Lauper.
Girls just want to have fun, Jennifer.
Girls love to have fun.
Girls just want to have fun.
I will tell you, last year when I saw her do a blues set at the Jazz Festival in New Orleans, it was very cool. And she worked in a lot of this stuff and her pop stuff and did it, you know, as sounding like this. But then she kind of did some blues riffs on a couple of them. It was neat to see. It was very cool.
Talented lady.
All right, Dudley. So since you don't have the list in front of you, the top five songs from this week in 1984, you get to guess. I get to play Name That Tune. So the next tune is...
Somebody, number four.
Doug and I against each other.
Let's right. See. Doug has actually met one of the players of this band.
It's Dave Stewart with the Eurythmics.
Yes.
Annie Lennox. Yep. Actually, they had just gotten separated when I met Dave. They were married at the time.
That's the number four song. And number three song this week in 1984 is one of my son's favorite rock and roll songs.
A lot of electronic implications with the Van Halen version of Jump. Yes. How about we jump, Richie?
A lot of people get on Van Halen big time from when Eddie put down the guitars and started playing the keyboards.
Yeah.
Just kind of doing that electric thing. All right. Here's, you're not going to be able to name this band, but you will be able to name this song.
Yeah, this is good. This is a Michael Jackson knockoff. Yeah, you're right, I can't remember.
Rockwell.
Yeah,
it's a number two song.
This is a one-hit wonder.
Yes.
Yeah. But a good song. Everybody knows.
Yeah. My number two this week, 1984.
All right, and then the number one song this week in 1984.
We Are the World.
No.
Wasn't it?
Can you say Kevin Bacon?
Was it 84 the year for We Are the World?
We Are the World was 85.
85. I thought I said, well, earlier on I might have said 84. All right, so those are the top five songs from this week. 1985, the year
24.
84, I'm going back and forth. So, Jennifer.
Dougie.
Lindsay Lohan appears to be having some financial problems because...
What a shock.
Well, you got to wonder what it is. Just is this because she just needs attention? Is that what this
yes.
is all
Well, and
about?
Also, I do think she's probably having money problems. I mean, she spent, drank, snorted, allegedly, away a lot of her money, and she hasn't worked in a while. But according to the New York Post, she was shopping in Soho this past weekend, and both of her credit cards declined for a $300 purchase. Right. She looked really embarrassed and tried to negotiate before her friend finally just stepped in and paid for it.
Have you ever had that happen to you, Richie?
Had my credit card declined.
Credit card, yeah, yes. It couldn't work. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so then how did you work around it?
It's embarrassing when that
it's
happens.
It's very embarrassing.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's embarrassing. Yeah. I've had it happen. Jennifer, you have had it happen?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Right. Most of the time you take out another card.
Yeah. Okay, if that one gets declined, what do?
Leave.
I've never had that happen. Where like,
I always have one backup that I know is going to work.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever had to walk out of a place. But you know, there's been a situation where you forgot to make a payment. Mm-hmm. You're at your
sometimes
limit.
Sometimes they don't get it. Yeah, whatever.
Or
sometimes they just cancel it if you're someplace weird making a weird purchase.
That actually happens a lot. Mm-hmm. If you're really being watched, the bank. And I had that $9,000 charge. And the bank paid it. The credit card company insisted that I be limited to $1,000 of purchases a day on it instead of whatever unlimited things that were there.
My bank is very good about calling me when they see something that just doesn't seem right.
And after that, Richie, the same thing happened to me. They always call if they want to, well, you're in California. Why are you charging this, that, the other thing
right,
there?
Exactly.
So you've got to get the record straight with your bank.
You've got to be safe now. It's their money.
You've got to have a good bank to work with. That's the problem with a lot of people go to lousy banks. I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream, Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money, 800-543-9262.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Current immigration reform plans would establish quotas for workers in numerous industries and new bureaucracies to set the quotas. Many people are afraid of an unlimited influx of foreign labor, but if they look through the lens of liberty, they would realize that market demand is much stricter than artificial quotas because there's no way to violate it. No one hires people they don't need, so there is an absolute limit to employer demand. That limit is different every year and in every business. If there are 200,000 workers allowed, but demand is for 1 million, the rest will simply come illegally and employers will hire them rather than close their business. Instead, we should trust the principle as old as America itself. The market works.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
Getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at jerkyspot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to jerkyspot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJERKYSPOT. Jerkyspot.com. It's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Let's get ourselves back into some action here. We let you come join us because we are nice folks, and we are very eager to have your input and your attention.
And we want
you
here.
I let Jennifer join us, and I let Richie join us, and I let Kenny join us because they all have something to say. What do you have to say about the issues of the day? Help yourself to 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. You'll see some of the pictures that are connected to the program. My dog, Charlotte, has a tutu on today, and that's been posted in Facebook.com.
She really misses you. She, like, dresses up.
What did you do that for?
I didn't do anything. My niece, my grandniece, my niece who runs the store on the farm, her niece, Macy, loves Charlotte. So they are taking care of Charlotte while I'm on the road.
Okay.
And so last night they were doing dress up.
Okay.
And so she's 5 years old, and she got out a tutu, and she put it on Charlotte.
That I understand. All
did
right.
You see, Kenny, you saw the pictures getting posted. What did you think of Charlotte and the tutu?
Beautiful. Absolutely.
Yes. Isn't she lovely? And you can tell by her face that she likes it very much.
The only thing Charlotte gets excited about is things that she can tear apart.
That's also true.
So I'm sure she just kind of sat there and took the tutu with
She looks at with that face. Yeah, her face is very, very telling. She was on my bed yesterday and didn't get off. And that was because I'm not around, so she stays close to things in places where I am. All right, so on the road, Florence, South Carolina. Tomorrow I'll be in the studio with Richie.
You
can be sure I'll kick him in the shins or do something appropriate.
Because that's the only thing he can reach.
Yeah. All right, just to finish off the conversation, we didn't hear what we were talking about a few minutes ago. Richie grabbed me good. April Fool's yesterday. How many of you had really good April Fool's? I want to see if we have, Kenny, any people who tell us good stories about what happened to them.
He did you dirty, but it was pretty good.
No, but it was good. Yeah, and he's happy to tell you how smart he is because he figured out.
I wish I could have been a part of it.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't have told you, Jim.
Why?
I convinced Doug that another show was running on the stations that were on instead of his show by having people email him and managers of the radio stations around the country. So, but I would not have invited Jennifer in on it because I've tried that before, and Jennifer is so nice. She thinks that I'm being mean to you.
I never ruined your April Fool's Day.
No, I know, but you always think I'm being mean.
Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
Sometimes you are.
And that's right, but sometimes to have fun, you have to be a little mean.
For April Fool's Day, I probably would have been fine.
Right.
All right, let's revisit the big Chilean earthquake. 300 prisoners escaped from a maximum security prison. 300 female prisoners took advantage of the earthquake. They have flown the coop. They set fire to the site after the jailbreak. The penitentiary was being evacuated anyway. So this is around 4:30 local time down there. Apparently, 39 have been recaptured. But there'll be plenty that'll make their way in and around and out. This is a good movie here. This is a great movie.
Oh, absolutely. An earthquake-fueled jailbreak? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I'm surprised it hasn't been a movie already.
A lot of you have been hearing discussion about the GM CEO on Capitol Hill answering questions. These phonies who are running for re-election, chasing this woman around who had nothing to do with any of this. She didn't start the job until the beginning of this year. So what does she know about what happened? She's doing an investigation, to be sure, because that's her job. But she's not a party to this. There are people who are that ought to be held accountable. But the problem is going to be that General Motors reorganized in 2009. So under bankruptcy protection, whatever happened before that, nobody's going to get a nickel out of it. Nobody's going to get any. And that's part of the confusion here that people don't know. People say, General Motors. Blah, blah, blah. General Motors went bankrupt. So whatever happened in 2001, 2004, 2006 doesn't make any difference at all. There is no money that's going to come from General Motors unless they feel benevolent and feel like they want to help these people. They would not ever be required under law to pay out anything to these victims unless it happened after 2009 when they reorganized. It's that simple. And for these guys, these phonies,
I can't
grind this woman up the way they did when she had nothing to do with it. Is there somebody responsible? Sure. Should somebody be fired? Yep. Should somebody go to jail? Maybe. But none of that stuff is really, you're not going to get any money unless they decide that it's in their best interest, PR-wise and otherwise,
right?
Because they went bankrupt.
Because they're going to pony up that cash.
They are insulated from this. Now, you got to wonder about the management that keeps, if those people are still around.
She was part of that management.
Well, she was the engineering department. She didn't design it. She didn't make the excuses. I don't see that, Richie. She may have been an engineer.
You know what? I cannot take it when I see politicians grill CEOs of American companies.
And they never grill themselves.
Exactly. Like, they are holier than thou, higher than mighty, and like, we've never made a mistake. And they get up there and like, you lied. I'm like, look at the pot calling a kettle black.
She didn't lie about anything.
You.
All right. The Powerball winner. How much? $420 million, right?
$425 million.
Good for him. Is it him? Or do we know who it is?
It's him, yeah. It's James Buxton, I think his name was.
Yeah.
And
where did he buy the ticket?
He Buxton out all over, right?
Yeah, Buxton out all over. Apparently, he sat on the ticket for a few days trying to get all of his affairs in order. And
meaning he's like divorcing his wife or something.
Apparently. And shows up at the thing. I guess he doesn't want his face to be shown or anything like that, so they're not. He's not doing interviews.
That's smart.
He's smart.
Smart.
But he showed up wearing a shirt with a picture of Yoda on it, saying, "Luck of the Jedi, I have."
Oh, jeez.
And he does.
Way to rub it in, buddy.
Yeah. Good job, fella. 21 before the hour. The air transport officials are still talking about politicians and being foolish. This thing with the Malaysian airliner continues to grab headlines, and people just shake their heads at the lack of anything substantive and the amount of time, although it seems to be dwindling, the amount of time and because people just aren't getting any answers. So the only thing that came out of this yesterday that I see as positive is the word from the head of the International Air Transport Association, who promised that no airplane will ever go missing again. The only problem with this is Mr. Tyler, who runs the International Air Transport Association, said the same thing after the Air France flight in June of 2009 went into the drink. And they found it. Nope, this is never going to happen again. Well, here we are 5 years later. And guess what? Same thing happened again. He says that we want in the future planes to be tracked in real time. This guy sounds like a politician. It's the same crud from him. Meanwhile, there's a sub on the scene for the missing airliner. A British nuclear submarine is in the Indian Ocean, and they're looking around for
what's
it.
What's that thing cost to have in the area?
By the way, I said this yesterday, $4 million an hour is the accrued cost of having this search go on and on and on and on and on. And so as they scour the waters southwest of Perth, Australia, they have found nothing.
The Australian Prime Minister says it's one of the great mysteries of our time.
Well, there you go.
Do you think, let's go around the room here. Do you think it will ever be found, Doug?
Yes.
Jennifer?
Not
I
in the water.
I'm kind of with Doug. I don't know where it will be found, but I think it will be found.
This sounds like you're doing McLaughlin, the McLaughlin thing, Richie. Very
wrong.
Wrong. Right. What do you think, Rich? Do you think it's in the bottom of the ocean?
Jennifer, what do you think? Wrong.
They'll find it.
Yeah. Wrong. I think they will find it, but, man, it's certainly a mystery. We are too curious not to let this go. Mm-hmm. We will search for it and search for it, but it just goes to show you how small we are on this little planet.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. So the last crash that occurred that got a lot of noise, and actually it was a Boeing 777. Remember last year when the Asiana plane went down going into SFO, San Francisco International? The airline says, listen to this. You'll love this. The feds say a pilot, there were four pilots in the cockpit, and the pilot that was in charge was flying too slow before the crash. So as soon as the feds say that, Asiana comes out and says, no, no, it's Boeing's fault because the auto throttle didn't work properly. And so the Boeing people came back and said, what do you mean? We've never had any problems with this, and the thing shouldn't have been on auto throttle anyway. You land in the plane.
You are such a homer for Boeing products.
Well,
like,
but
the minute someone throws a stone at Boeing, you get your feathers
in
the ruffle.
I do because it is, but okay, if Boeing's at fault, then you deal with it. But Boeing's not at fault here. As a matter of fact, they presented right after Asiana said, oh, it's our fault, our being Boeing's fault, their fault. Boeing documents the way the flight manual shows how this thing is supposed to be used. And it's not supposed to be used on landing. The plane is capable of landing itself, but not with the improper information put into the computer. And that's what they did, if in fact the thing wasn't. See, I haven't been convinced that they're trying to blame it on Boeing, but they can't seem to show or prove somehow from the records, and I don't know that this is information that's in the black box or not, whether the plane is being piloted by the pilot or it's on autopilot. It must be something in the record.
One of the things that will come out of this incident is that these all planes will have streaming GPS within the next 5 to 10 years. They will set these things up so
that's still not going to help an incompetent pilot land the plane right.
No, but it will help the closest tower or anybody know where that plane last was. You will not be able to just fall off of the radar anymore. Mm-hmm. They will fix that problem.
The plane was at 1600 feet and the indication was the pilot was in control. They say no. The autopilot changed from pitch mode to flight level mode. And it's supposed to have been in manual mode, but yet the pilot was trying. I'm thinking the pilot was fighting and didn't know. They weren't paying attention. There are all kinds of stories about these guys fooling around the pilots, in the cockpit, before the plane landed. They were talking. I think the pilot wasn't paying attention and tried to land it, but it was still in auto mode. I think that's what happened. I think the pilot tried to land the plane and didn't look down at the control board and see the thing had changed he hadn't disabled the autopilot and try to land it, and the conflicting, he's got the stick, autopilot's trying to go one way, he's trying to stick it another way, and the plane doesn't know what it's doing, so boom, kaboom. I mean, I think that's what happened. That would be my explanation for this.
At this point, anything's feasible.
16 before the hour on Good Day.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
Go on, sweetie, jump to dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But
once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
It's 57 channels and...
You're going to say something real quick.
Please.
I was supposed to tell you, I'm sorry about that.
Buffalo Wild Wings,
very involved. March Madness continues even though it's April, so it could be April Apples instead of March Madness. Catch all the excitement as they get down to the final four and now the final two and final whatevers. You can catch your favorite team and your favorite sauce together only at Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for March Madness. This is the anniversary. This date, 1978. J.R. Ewing and the Klan arrived at South Fork for the first time. Dallas on CBS. Larry Hagman starred as John Ross. The show originally was broadcast on Sunday, then moved to Saturday, and then to Friday. Enormous hit, and the show continues and seems...
A reboot.
More intriguing, more... I'm not sure what to use as an adjective to describe it other than compelling.
It's soapy.
It really is soapy. Right.
You know, the show that actually competes with that on network TV is Nashville. Nashville is a great soapy show. Definitely check it out. All right, lots of TV news today, Dougie. The Voice, we like to start there. We play a lot of those clips from the show on this program. And in the fall, CeeLo Green and Christina Aguilera are set to come back and replace Shakira and Usher, who are the judges this season. Blake and Adam seem to have their spots there on either side. They're like the bookends of the show. But CeeLo, a couple of weeks ago, announced that he is no longer a member of The Voice. He's retiring. So they've replaced him with Pharrell Williams, you know, the guy that sings Happy, the Oscar-nominated song from Despicable Me 2. Yeah. Pharrell will be the new coach.
That song's being played every
day. He seems to have a lot of talent. He's written a lot of songs that are hits right now. The guy seems to be an actual musician instead of just somebody that writes or that gets songs written for them. He's the one that writes songs for everybody else.
Yeah, he'll be a good addition to that show. Plus, Michael Strahan joining Good Morning America. Because they need a man. He's their guy.
He's a fun guy.
All right. Well, the other guy quit because he wasn't going to get 10 million a year. The newsreader there.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-36. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, now featuring a Jewish guy from Long Island who made it big in the world. He's Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, heard around the country and around the world every weekend with great tips, great information, great words of wisdom for those of you who love your dog and put up with your cat, other animals as well that are part of that wonderful feeling we have. But mostly it's around our dogs and our cats. So, Warren's got the special news on whether or not you should nose print your pet. And there's a Dress Up Your Pet Day. Did you celebrate that, Warren?
Dress up my pet? No, my pet's walking around butt naked.
If you if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see a picture of my dog Charlotte with a tutu on. She's doing dress up day. I'm not sure how much she's liking it, but that's another story. All right, so let's get to the bottom of securing your dog in any number of ways. Coming from Warren Eckstein, just a moment here on Good Day.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morn and win.
All right, Warren Eckstein for the Pet Show here with Doug and Kenny and Richie and Jennifer. There's a new sort of a surge of interest as we have our fingerprints to identify us, some of us anyway, whether we've been arrested or not. There's another story. Nose printing for dogs and cats. What about it, Warren?
Not so much for cats at the moment. They're working on that. But now they have nose print ID for dogs, which I think is a fabulous idea. I don't think
how do you do that?
Well, basically, every dog's nose is like a human fingerprint. There's no two dog nose prints that are exactly alike. And it's a relatively easy thing to do. There's actually a company called ID Systems Integrative. And what they do is they make a nose print ID kit. And they send you the ink and all the stuff that you need. And you can take the impression.
I'm going to have to stay up late one night to figure this out.
With a little scotch, I bet, too. But it's an interesting idea, though. Because think about it. There's nothing more devastating for a pet guardian to come home and find their pet missing. So whatever you need to do. Now, my dogs don't have nose prints yet, but they do have ID tags, and they are microchipped, which I think is critical. And, you know, we're talking off the air a little bit of microchipping because I get this question all the time. Let's say I live in D.C., and I have my dog microchipped at the vet in D.C., but now I move to Iowa. What happens to that information? A lot of people don't realize you can change it. What you need to do is get the name of the microchip company. There's only a couple. You can get it from the vet or the shelter. You contact them for $10 or $15. They will change all the information. So if that microchip ever comes up at a shelter with your dog or cat being lost, they can now trace it to exactly
where you are. So let me understand this. Because the chip is just zeros and ones that identifies that chip.
Exactly.
The information that identifies your dog is in the database at the company.
Exactly. And that's what you need to
change. Richie interrupts me to ask my question, but that's
because I was going to answer your question before you asked it.
Thank you very much.
Saving us time.
It's critical that people realize that it can be changed. I changed mine when I moved. I think it was like $10, and now all the information there is my current information. And also, this is critical. On that information, make sure not only is your information there, but a friend or a relative that doesn't live anywhere near you. If heaven forbid there's a disaster, and let's say you your numbers are down, at least they can contact a friend or a relative across the country.
Can they put, in their database, they can put unlimited information. They can put my whole family's contact information.
They can. I don't know if they charge extra for that, but they can put at least three or four different phone numbers and three or four different contacts. I think it's a great idea.
I got an email from somebody who identifies herself as Sister Carmel, and she wonders about mosquitoes in dogs. We know about deers and Lyme disease and that kind of stuff, deer ticks. But what about mosquitoes? Are they dangerous?
Absolutely. Heartworm. What's more dangerous for a dog than heartworm? In other words, the cure for heartworm is almost as dangerous as the heartworm itself. So, yeah.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They use, you know, poisons to get rid of the heartworm.
And so that means you got to have those little, like, ham cubes that you give the dog every month to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Well, first of all, you have to have the dog tested, and then the vet will give you whatever type of medication you need. But heartworm, danger, if you have any sitting water in your backyard, get rid of it.
No, to keep the animal from getting it.
Oh, the preventative.
The monthly prevention cap, those ham things.
I must do.
Yeah, you got to do that. All dogs got to have the heartworm pills or whatever it is. We'll check with your vet on that. You got to do that. You have to do it. Warren Eckstein, our pal on Good Day from The Pet Show, 59 after the.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin. There are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.